Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the HFCL Q4 FY25 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. Before we begin, I would also like to read the disclaimer statement. Statements made during this call may be forward-looking in nature based on management's current beliefs and expectations. They must be viewed in relation to the risks that HFCL's business faces that could cause its future results, performance, or achievements to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. Investors are therefore requested to check the information independently before making any investment or other decisions. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mohit Lohia from ICICI Securities Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you, Navya, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for the concluding call of HFCL Limited for financial year 25. First of all, I would like to thank management for providing us the opportunity to host the call. From the management side, we have Mr. Mahendra Nahata, Promoter and Managing Director, Mr. Vijayaraj Jain, Chief Financial Officer, Mr. Manoj Baid, Company Secretary, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, Head of Investor Relations. Without further delay, I would now hand over the call to Mr. Nahata for opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Mohit, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I welcome all of you to HFCL's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2025. I trust you have had the opportunity to review our financial results, press release, and earnings presentation, which are available on our website and also on the website of stock exchanges. The global trade landscape is undergoing a dynamic transformation driven by a resurgence of protectionist policies. The recent announcement and subsequent temporary pause on reciprocal tariffs.
Ladies and gentlemen, we seem to have lost the management's line. Please stay connected while we rejoin them. Yes, sir.
I think there was some disconnection, and I would read the, I think, where we got disconnected. So India is responding proactively to this evolving environment by strengthening its industrial base and accelerating this transition towards an innovative-led economy. This also includes sectors like telecommunication, semiconductors, to artificial intelligence, machine learning, and quantum technologies, wherein India is positioning itself as a global leader. We believe HFCL is well-positioned to thrive in this evolving environment by being both future-ready and deeply rooted in innovation. Globally, the telecom sector is growing significantly. Mobile subscription will exceed $8.7 billion by 2025, with over $1.8 billion 5G users. Growth is driven by high-speed networks, data center expansion, cloud, and artificial intelligence. In India, by December 2024, the sector served 1.19 billion users, with wireless users at 1.06 billion, fueling digital inclusion. India's telecom sector, backed by investments and policy support, is set to drive a $1 trillion in digital economy by 2029-30. ARPU is projected to grow by 10%-12% in FY26, led by rising usage of 5G and rural data usage. These trends are generating sustained demand for fiber, telecom gear, and next-gen connectivity solutions, where HFCL is strongly poised to lead. Beyond telecom, the defense sector is fast emerging as a transformative and strategic growth engine for HFCL, offering potential for high value, long-term value, and long-term value creation. India's renewed emphasis on indigenizing critical defense technologies, supported by the government's earmarking 75% of the defense capital procurement budget for domestic players, has opened up unprecedented opportunities for homegrown defense manufacturers. HFCL has made decisive early investments in building a robust portfolio of advanced defense technologies, including ground surveillance and coastal surveillance radars to protect the strategic locations, night vision devices for enhanced operational effectiveness in low visibility combat, electronic fuses that enhance safety and precision in modern munitions, high capacity radio relay systems for real-time high bandwidth mission critical communication, and tactical optical fiber cables designed for rapid deployment and ruggedized use in battlefield and disaster recovery scenarios. These products are engineered for both Indian and international defense markets, and we are already witnessing interest from India's armed forces and foreign countries. Our drone detection radar, currently under development, is expected to enter the production within the current financial year. We recently also inaugurated state-of-the-art defense equipment manufacturing facility in Hosur, Tamil Nadu. The new facility is dedicated to producing cutting-edge defense products, including HFCL's indigenously developed thermal weapon sights, electronic fuses, high-capacity radio relay systems, and surveillance radars tailored to meet the evolving needs of armed forces. I further wish to inform you that to further bolster our strategic positioning, we have signed two technology licensing agreements with DRDO for compact trans-horizon communication system for ensuring high data rate, low latency, terrestrial backhaul communication system that enables connectivity in remote locations and also the second technology is for multi-mode hand grenade. These agreements reinforces our commitment of delivering battlefield-ready innovations that are modular, effective, and built for modern warfare. As DRDO continues to lead India's defense R&D ecosystem, we foresee more such collaborations that will allow us to manufacture indigenous next-generation defense products at scale. We have also developed tactical cables, which are used by Army in battlefield environment. These are integral part of HFCL's high-performance connectivity solutions, designed to deliver robust, secure, and reliable communication even in the most demanding and mission-critical environments. We have already received a contract for Rs. 44 crores from Indian Army for supply of tactical cable. Results from similar large tenders where we have already participated is expected soon. Our subsidiary STL Limited has ventured into wire harness business for defense sector, which is high potential, low capex segment with good profitability prospects. We are already executing initial orders for critical applications in various fighter jet upgrades and T-72 tanks, underscoring our role in India's defense modernization. With increasing domestic demand and export potential, wire harness business represents a good growth potential. Rapid evolution of artificial intelligence is set to drive an unprecedented surge in global data consumption. This is fueling massive investments in hyperscale and edge data centers worldwide. As the backbone of this infrastructure, the demand for high-capacity optical fiber cable is growing exponentially. HFCL, with its future-ready portfolio of high-capacity data center-grade cables, is well positioned to capitalize on this growth in demand. With the market momentum building rapidly, we expect a strong pipeline of orders. After experiencing subdued demand for optical fiber cable over past 6 to 7 quarters, leading to lower capacity utilization during this period, we are pleased to share that our optical fiber manufacturing has now begun operating at full capacity starting from quarter 1 of FY26, as against 45% capacity utilization during FY25. Our optical fiber cable manufacturing capacity utilization was also 40% during last financial year. This will also start operating at full capacity by July 2025. With market conditions showing clear signs of recovery and new growth drivers such as 5G rollouts, data center expansion, BharatNet Phase 3 execution, and rising export demand, our revenue from optical fiber cable during FY26 is expected to improve significantly. Our passive connectivity solutions business for optical fiber network in HTL Limited, our subsidiary company, is undergoing a strategic transformation with a sharp focus on expanding into global markets. Until now, this business was largely domestic, but starting FY26, we expect our revenue to increase from exports. We have achieved a major milestone during financial 24-25 by successfully developing indigenous MPLS routers designed to support 5G backhaul, fiber broadband, and enterprise networks. These routers are engineered to perform reliably even under stringent working environments, making them suitable for both civil and defense applications. We have already secured orders worth 800 crores for this innovative product. HFCL achieved another significant milestone in FY24-25 by becoming the first Indian company to develop, or rather the only Indian company till now, to develop and commercially launch 5G fixed wireless access customer premises equipment, a critical enabler of last mile wireless connectivity in 5G era. In its very first year of launch itself, we have successfully dispatched over 4 lakh units of this equipment, demonstrating strong market acceptance. With growing demand from telecom operators and internet service providers, we expect to have continuous demand for this product. I am happy to inform that during last week itself, we have received another order worth rupees 174 crores for this product. As we continue to grow, we remain firmly committed to sustainable business practices. We are proud to share that HFCL has received an ESG score of 70.9 from SES ESG Research, which is a strong endorsement of our efforts to integrate environmental, social, and governance principles into every aspect of our operation. Our strategic investments in R&D, capacity expansion, strategic focus on defense, data centers, and global market are now converging to create a robust platform for long-term profitable growth. I am pleased to report that our order book on 31st March 2025 stands at 9,967 crore compared to rupees 7,685 crore as at 31st March 2024. Before I walk you through our financial performance for quarter 4 and full year of financial year 25, let me take a moment to set the context. Financial year 25 was a year of both strategic advancement and transitional changes. While our financial performance was impacted by the downturn in optical fiber cable demand, margin pressure from newly launched telecom products, and slower customer offtake in our EPC business, we remained focused on strengthening the foundation for long-term growth. Let me now, friends, highlight our financial performance for financial year 25 and quarter 4 of financial year 25. For the above 12 months ended 31st March 2025, the company reported consolidated revenue of 4,064 crores as against 4,465 crores in FY24, reported EBITDA of 507 crores as against 82 crores in 2024. Profit before tax was 217 crores as against rupees 454 crores in FY24, and profit after tax of rupees 173 crores as against 338 crores in FY24. Revenue for quarter 4 in FY25 stood at 800.72 crore as compared to 1011.95 crores in quarter 3 of FY25 and 1326.06 crores in quarter 4 of FY24. EBITDA for quarter 4 of FY25 stood at negative 22.33 crore as compared to 171.89 crore in quarter 3 of FY25 and 209 crores 0.29 crores in quarter 4 FY24. EBITDA margin of quarter 4 FY25 stood at negative 2.79% as compared to 16.99% in quarter 3 of FY25 and 15.78% at quarter 4 of FY24. Profit after tax in quarter 4 FY25 stood at negative 83.30 crores as compared to 72.58 crores in quarter 3 of FY25 and 109.36 crores in FY24 of quarter 4. PAT margin in quarter 4 of FY25 stood at minus 10.40% as compared to 7.17% in quarter 3 of FY25 and 8.25% in quarter 4 of FY24. Segment revenue from telecom products stood at 76% of total revenue in quarter 4 of FY25 as compared to 58% in quarter 3 of FY25 and 27% in quarter 4 of FY24. With a strong order book, friends, with a strong order book, demand pickup and full capacity utilization now, the company expects growth of 25% to 30% in revenue of the current from the last financial year to the current financial year on overall basis, with major growth starting from Q2. Looking at the current robust order book, capacity utilization returning to full scale, strategic investments bearing fruit, and multiple global and domestic growth engines gaining momentum, especially in optical fiber cable, defense, telecom and data center connectivity solutions, we are confident of delivering a strong rebound in FY26. Our focus remains steadfast on innovation, global expansion and suitable value creation for all stakeholders. Thank you very much for your continued support. Now we are open to questions from any of you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on the touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bala Subramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. My first question related to exports. Exports revenue is around 12% of the sales. And so what are the strategies are in the place to regain global market share, especially in Europe and the Southeast Asia? And what is the impact of reciprocal tariff imposed by US? And how do you see exports side in coming years?
Look, you know, definitely export is the cornerstone of our strategy to increase revenue. If you just look at, you know, one particular thing, you know, minus China, if you exclude China, India would be probably 5 to 7% of the world market in telecommunication. 95% market lies outside. So if you have to grow, you have to go in exports. Like, for example, fiber optic cable, we started exports. Last year was, and the year before that was subdued because global demand has gone down. But we have been performing very well in exports. This year again, we have started receiving good amount of orders from exports. The market has shown a big uptrend riding on the wave of hyperscale data centers where you need high fiber count cable. For example, telcos need fiber count up to 96 fiber mostly, and hyperscalers start from 864 fiber cable. So you can imagine what kind of difference it is. So with the increase in the demand outside India, particularly North America and to Europe also, mostly because of the data centers and fiber to home, we are concentrating quite heavily on export in fiber optic cable, and we have started receiving orders which are, to some extent I would say, we did not expect in the beginning of the year. It is much more than that. Even to the extent that what we believe our expanded capacity of optical fiber, which we are expanding, which is almost completed the expansion by 100%, will also fall short of our requirement. We will have to still buy fiber from outside. Simultaneously, we are now focusing on export of telecom equipment also, which again had taken some downturn, but now we are proceeding again, created a separate organization for, you know, this telecom equipment export. And this year we expect that we should have a reasonable performance in the telecom equipment export also, starting, you know, major items which will probably get exported would be Wi-Fi access points, where we are now going in for Wi-Fi 7 based access points, switches, and also at the same point of time, fixed wireless access equipment, which I discussed, followed by routers. So fiber optic cable, and these are the equipment which we are concentrating on export. As far as fiber optic cable and passive connectivity solution attached with that are concerned, I think I am quite sure this year our exports would cross four figures. In four figures, not cross four figures, sorry, will be in four figures.
Got it.
And your second question was what impact the reciprocal tariffs has. Now,
yes, sir.
Look, you know, right now the reciprocal tariff is at 10%. So 10% has not meant much of difference for us. It has been, most of the cases, been equally shared between us and the customers. But I can say, you know, as demand from export has increased, margins have been also quite reasonable. So this 5% decrease in the prices in some cases is not impacting much. It's not impacting much. We have to still watch for future, you know. Nobody is sure it will remain 10% or it will go away or... But we have recommended to government, you know, from our side, for optical fiber cable at least, that you can have a zero tariff for import, you know, because nobody is going to import the fiber optic cable from US. But they are not doing that way. They are doing it as a basket for every product. So if it remains around 10%, maybe goes up to 15%, I don't think we will have any significant impact on our exports.
Got it, sir. For my second question related to data centers, what's the difference between requirement from data center and DSP, and what kind of market on the global level, and where we can focus in those data center areas? Sir, why I'm asking this question, because earlier the demand is mostly related to telco capex, but data center can be the alternative for these cable requirements, and you have also mentioned the higher hyperscale requirement for a data center. Because one of our competitor also mentioned about 20% of revenue from data center itself. I just want to understand your point of view on the data center side. Please share your inputs.
Look, data center demand has really fueled a very good growth in the demand of fiber optic cable. Data centers are mushrooming, hyperscale data centers are mushrooming in all advanced countries. In India also, it has started happening, but not to that scale as it is happening in US and some other countries. And this is definitely an alternate opportunity for cable manufacturers to supply fiber optic cable. Not only fiber optic cable, we are at the same time doing the connectivity solutions which are required within the data center. You know, the passive connectivity solutions as they are required in telcos, they are required in data centers also. But the quality and the type is completely different. So we are working on that also, so that not only we export cable, but also passive connectivity solutions. So definitely, you know, no doubt that data center has emerged at a good demand opportunity for fiber optic cable of higher count. Higher count means higher, much higher prices also. And I expect this is to continue for at least next 5 years, then it will stabilize. And the reason is simple. So much of use of artificial intelligence. Everybody is using artificial intelligence these days. All means data. More data means more storage, more cloud, more requirement, more capacity required. So all hyperscale data centers are coming up, which one could not have imagined few months back. till the time AI came. So this is a great alternate market opportunity which has opened up.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Vedic from Monarch Networth Capital Limited. Please go ahead.
So, sir, I have two questions. Firstly, on the telecom side, I just wanted to know your views about the demand of FWA in India and in the international markets as well. And are we manufacturing FWA for India or for India only or for other countries as well?
Okay, good. Fixed wireless access equipment is being in India and many other countries quite extensively. We are manufacturing for India, and now the new designs which are doing is for international market also, and I will tell you the difference. For India, you know, of course, fixed wireless access would have a continually good demand because this provides, you know, optical fiber kind of a broadband connectivity over wireless. Taking fiber to home takes time, but on wireless you can provide it on an immediate basis. Though the difference is it consumes spectrum, which is costly, but in case of fiber, the laying down cost is very high. So operator has to choose which one to use. And, you know, all Indian operators are using fixed wireless access equipment very heavily. And we have supplied, as I mentioned, almost by now, almost 500,000 of that, or maybe more than 500,000 of that, and received a new order of 200,000 also, about 173 crores. And we expect to receive more such orders in the current financial year. Now, for the export market, again, you know, the difference is the particular spectrum you use for providing fixed wireless access. Different countries use different spectrum, different type of fixed wireless equipment. India, we are using outdoor equipment, but in foreign countries, the advanced countries, mostly they use indoor equipment and a different spectrum also. So now the next generation of equipment which we are designing, and you know, the pilot production is already on rather, and some of the cases samples also have been submitted to the customers for testing in their network, where the frequency band is again the same which is being used in those countries, and it is indoor version, not outdoor. And in case of indoor version, what additionally you have to do, integrate with the Wi-Fi. Well, in outdoor version, Wi-Fi is inside the house because outdoor Wi-Fi will not work. So indoor Wi-Fi has to be included in the fixed wireless equipment itself. It has to be integrated within the fixed wireless equipment. So those versions are also ready, and I think this year would be a year we should be able to start exporting this FW equipment for different other countries also.
Okay, sir. And so the next question is on the defense side. So I just wanted to know what is our outlook on the demand for defense product in India, and what role are we playing in the defense sector?
Look, you know, outlook, I don't have to tell you, you know, because this last month or this month beginning, what happened across our border, that itself tells you the kind of defense preparedness country needs to have to thwart the design of any enemy, whether from west or whether from north or any place. You know, really government has, in my personal opinion, has awakened to the possibility that defense preparedness needs to, which is good, but it needs to be a much higher level. And that's why you read in newspaper the emergency procurement funds are getting allotted, and it is my opinion that budget for the defense forces definitely will have to be increased if you want to increase our preparedness. Our forces are very brave, and in fact I will not be violating any confidentiality if I tell that even HFCL 36 people from HFCL was present throughout the border from Udi to Udhampur, working on the NFS network for the army, which is a dedicated network we have created to do any sort of a replacement if any portion of that network was hit by enemy forces. And I am also happy to tell you, we have received commendation letters from various army units for the kind of service our people have done. Various commendation letters, and you will be very pleased to hear, know that, you know, the kind of language they have used praising our efforts, HFCL's efforts, that has been, really I am proud of that. So, coming back, you know, the demand of defense equipment is going to be definitely very high, and we are concentrating in a couple of areas. One, ground surveillance radars, which are going to be used for ground surveillance and also for coastal surveillance. And those have been tested by our team, and they are ready for sale now. And this year we expect revenue to start flowing in from surveillance radars. Second is night vision devices, which are also again indigenously designed like surveillance radars. And night vision devices, we participated in it, two tenders rather. One we won, one we could not. But what we won is roughly about 45 crores. The supply of that, for that would also start in Q2. And we have participated in a couple of more tenders for the same equipment, which results are still awaited. So supply would for this equipment would start from Q2. Communication equipment, of course, which is our forte, we are working on those areas. Then electronic fuses, you know, which is one product. Again, HFCL is the only company which it has designed and which has its own IPR on that. Unfortunately, we could not be part of the last tender because there were some software issues noticed in our fuse, and they did not give us time to correct that, whereas we could have done it in few days. But anyway, that's history 3-4 years back. Now they have to be retried, retested. And for that we need ammunition, and ammunition is to be supplied by government directly to DRDO. And they had given us a 6 months time, even with advance payment, to supply of that munition. So we paid about 4 or 5 months ago. Now they promised that supply would be made during the beginning of the next month. And then they would be tried by DRDO, we are allotted a range in Balasore in Odisha to try that. I am sure this small defect has already been rectified, which you have lab tested. And that would be one equipment which is huge for artillery guns. And it has a huge demand not only in India but worldwide. Worldwide, a huge demand opportunity for that. We keep on receiving inquiries every now and then for these kind of fuses. Every now and then we keep on receiving inquiries. So once that tested in the month of June, we should be able to start marketing those equipment also. Because unfortunate part is we cannot test it ourselves. It requires a range where you can fire these artillery guns. Range has to be some 18, 20, 30 kilometers. And we cannot fire artillery guns by ourselves. So it has to be tested by DRD or army itself. But with that defect, whatever the small defect was, having rectified, this is one product which would be a golden product, I can assure you. Then, of course, we are designing that drone detection radar, which should be in production in the current financial year itself. Right now, it is undergoing the final phase of software integration, and then the trial would start. That is another area we are working very closely. And also, of course, now we have taken joint hands with DRDO, Defense Research and Development Organization also, and taken a couple of technology transfers from them, where, you know, the ready technology is being transferred to us. And we will be manufacturing those equipment also. One is, of course, battlefield radio equipment, and another is multi-mode hand grenade. So this would be the first time we will going in ammunition area. So that technology has also been approved by DRDO to be transferred to us. And for multi-mode hand grenade, the trial production for approval, you know, you have to produce 100 units and give it to them and they will try it out, has already begun on our Hosur facility. where we, as I said in my presentation, we have created a facility to manufacture defense equipment. So pilot production or trial production, you can say, has already started. So these are the areas we are working in defense at the moment.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. This is from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all participants in the conference, please limit your questions to two per participant. We take the next question from the line of Rishabh Vasa from Insec Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah, hi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. So my question was regarding the optical fiber cable market. So how long do we expect this trend to go upwards, and what kind of revenue growth are we expecting in FY26?
Look, you know, as I said earlier in earlier question, I think next 5 years the trend is going to be upwards, led by US, because the data centers, the way they are mushrooming in US is incredible. And it would be followed everywhere in the world, because artificial intelligence, IoT, machine learning, all these are going to happen worldwide. You know, you will see the progress on this computer and IT industry in next 5 years, which you would not have seen in last 25 years. Next 5 years is going to show you more development, more progress in this industry than what you saw in last 25 years. A major contributor to that is artificial intelligence. You know, when you work in your on your computer using artificial intelligence, how easy it becomes to work and how fast it becomes to work, you can understand, you know yourself. And that all means more data, usage of more data, because data is happening quickly. So hyperscalers are coming up worldwide. You know, it's a mushroom growth. So this is going to lead to major creation of demand because of high capacity cables required, you know, 864 fiber, 1728 fiber, whereas telcos have been using 96 fiber, 4824 fiber. So from data center application, at least next 5 years, at least next 5 years. But as the data center application increases, the demand for transmitting and transporting data from one city to another city, one continent to another continent, one country to another country, are also going to happen rapidly because they are complementary to each other. So there will be increased demand from telcos also. And then when you want to use artificial intelligence kind of high bandwidth requirement, more fiber to home connectivity would be required. Either it is going to be fixed wireless access, like what I talked little bit back, or it would be fiber optic connectivity. In any case, demand of fiber optic cable would again be there, either for home connection or data center applications or intercity or intercountry requirement. So at least for next 5 years, you know, this demand is going to keep on increasing. And then, of course, you have a, you know, requirement like rural connectivity, where governments want to connect all the villages, like in India, BharatNet program is happening. Those demands will be in addition.
Got it, got it. And would it be possible to put a number on the growth for FY26?
Well, you know, growth, as far as our company is concerned, again, this is a pure estimation. Based on our current demand, that you know, growth potential, you know, last year we had a very dismal performance of fiber optic cable because of the worldwide demand had gone down, and that was the situation with every manufacturer in the world, not only HFCL, our competitors or friends in our country. Or if you take big companies like Corning, Prysmian, OFS, any company you take, there is a huge downturn in the revenue from fiber optic cable business. Now, this year, against the revenue of 1100 crores last year, with all humbleness I can say, with the kind of orders we are receiving from data centers, telcos, locally, exports, I am of the opinion that we will grow by at least 100% this year as compared to last year. 100%. And this is not a guidance. Please note, this is not a guidance. I am giving purely this number from the my present knowledge and the kind of order book we are creating, I am quite certain, you know, I expect that this year our revenue from data, this fiber optic cable and associated business is going to grow by about 100%.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Kriti Tripathi from NVS Brokerage. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the margins. As you suggested that you expect a revenue growth of 25 to 30% in terms of revenue for FY26. So how should we think about the margin trends, and can we expect the EBITDA and PAT margins to remain in line with the FY25, which was around 7% for PAT?
Yeah, in terms of percentage, I think it will remain around stable around the percentage what we have in FY25. I don't say that they would increase, you know, dramatically or significantly. I am not giving any such guidance, but I think it will remain steady what we have in FY25. Because this particular year it had gone down drastically because of low revenue, and for the reasons which I explained that why the revenue was low. But what was in FY25, I think we should be able to maintain that.
Okay, so not the FY24 figures of PAT margin, right? In FY24, the consolidated PAT was around 7%. In FY25, which was around 4%. So that is what we expect in the current year, right, sir?
No. What I am saying is EBITDA margin of what was there, not in FY25. So I am talking of FY24.
Okay. Understood.
Sorry, I missed out the year. This year was negative margin and all that. So for FY24, what margins we had, we should remain stable around those margins.
Sure. And so the next question is on the CAPEX side. So can you suggest what would the CAPEX outlay for the current year, and what would be the areas of focus of the same?
Look, CAPEX outlay, we are... You know, one, you know, right now there is no major envisaged apart from what we are already doing in optical fiber and optical fiber cable business, which has already been approved, planned, and all done. There are two kind of capex which is in offering in OF, optical fiber and optical fiber cable business, which is expansion of capacity, particularly for newer kind of cables which are required in data center and those kind of applications, which is we have already placed orders for machinery import, we have opened LCs and all that, and the total expenditure which is going to be made is around 138 crores. Now, the way that we are receiving demands and getting orders, my team has come back and told me we need more expansion. So we have not planned for that right now. And to some of my customers, I have told, I would only do more expansion if you give me a 3-year contract, you know. Otherwise, why should I put my money right now on the basis of current demand only? If you give me 3 years requirement, then possibly I can do more. But yes, 138 crore is being spent on this expansion of fiber optic cable manufacturing facility over and above what we already have. Now, second area of CAPEX, some CAPEX could be the defense, where manufacturing facility we have already created, but certain amount of test equipment, testing, pilot production are always required. So some amount of CAPEX would be required in defense equipment business also. And that may be not much. That may be something around 50 crores or so. It would not be much, maybe around 50 crores.
Okay, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Balasubramanian from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. So what's the current scenario on the inventory levels for global operator levels? And what's the price ranges for optical fiber and optical fiber cables?
Look, you know, inventory, you know, one of the reasons why market was sluggish for 2 years, because people had built up huge inventories. 2 years back, if you see fiber optic cable market as booming like anything. There was no delivery available. In US, delivery was 52 weeks. So people accumulated a lot of stock with the expectation that, you know, market would remain like that. But downturn in demand of China and lower demand in rest of the world, and that time data centers, hyperscalers were not there as much. What happened, the built-up inventory consumptions took a lot of time. And that is why the, you know, the fresh demand was very low. Now what has happened, that inventory is no longer there. It has been consumed in last almost 2 years. And new demand opportunity has come up, like hyperscale data centers and all that, and fiber to home and all that. As a result of that, now there is no such inventory left with the operators or data center providers. There is no such inventory left. And that is why you see is a huge increase in the demand of fiber optic cable. And as I said, I think it will continue for at least 5 years. And this year, because of this kind of a demand, we expect to double our revenue from fiber optic cable business.
Sir, secondly, and that optical fiber and optical fiber...
Sorry to interrupt.
Let him continue this one.
Okay, sir.
So, optical fiber and optical fiber cables pricing,
yeah,
and average
realization. Pricing, I will tell you. Yeah, you know, fiber optic cable, you know, the price which was coming to be around 840 rupees per fiber kilometer for cable is now around 905 rupees. 905 rupees fiber kilometer. The fiber price, which was around 266 rupees in 31st December 2024, is around 259 rupees right now. So very marginal difference. While cable price have gone up a bit per fiber kilometer, fiber price has gone down a bit. But again, these are very marginal changes. You know, there are much of changes. It remains almost stable between December and March.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello team. So my first question is regarding our order book. So we have roughly mentioned about 10,000 crore of order book.
Yes.
When I look at the presentation, we have given the breakup between network service, O&M and products. And one segment was the government and the private. What I would like look out for is that can we have the breakup between what you are mentioning between, like, what is the OFC, optic fiber and optic fiber cable related orders book? Second would be how much is the turnkey order book?
I can give you the breakup, you know. I can give you the breakup without you going further. The demand from, you know, telecom products, I would say telecom products, which includes optical fiber cable, routers and everything, is roughly about 2,227 crores, out of which 50% is optical fiber cable, 50% is other telecom equipment, you know, which includes, as I said a little while ago, 800 crores from routers, about 200 crores from fixed wireless access customer premise equipment, optical transport network and Wi-Fi equipment. You know, this is about 2,200 crores. Then roughly about 4,000 crore would be from, you know, turnkey EPC solutions, EPC. EPC would be 6,000 crores, which includes orders which you have received from BharatNet, of course, which includes orders from Jio, which includes orders from various other projects, different other projects. It is about 4,000 crores. And we are, you know, here we are very cautious in taking orders in EPC. Only those orders we take where we expect the payments to be made in time and not based on milestones which are not under our control. Which are not under our control. Because customer may delay, but if it is milestone based, I don't get paid. Which happened in NFS in our case, you know, which I am very unhappy about. Though Army is praising our network so much, but at the same point of time, we are not getting paid because of non-completion of milestones, which is not my fault, which is the fault of either BSNL or Army itself.
Okay.
So we are taking orders, only those orders which are under our control in milestone and where the payment is quick. You know, recently I would not name the customer. I refused an order which could have been more than 2,000 crores for EPC, more than 2,000 crores. I refused. I was not sure about payments, when would they come and when would I be able to do that cable laying, because things were under not my control. So we refused 2,000 crore order. I refused 2,400 crore rather. I just refused. I did not take.
Understood. So that makes 4,000 turnkey and telecom is 2,200.
Yeah, and then O&M is roughly about, it would be 3,675 crores. Defense is 1,000 crores. BharatNet is about 1,600 crores. And different other projects, you know, put together would be 700 or 800 crores. Which is good, you know, that such kind of an order book for O&M is very good. Because then you start receiving yearly revenues, which are annuity kind of revenues, and O&M profitability is bit better than normal profitability in your normal business, you know, in supply. So, because it's more of a service business rather than supply. So, this kind of an order book for O&M is, I think, I feel pretty happy about.
Okay, O&M is like what, 10 years or 15 years kind of
thing? Depends upon, you know, it starts from 7 years, goes up to 10 years.
Okay, 7 to 10 years. Okay. And any particular reason for this quarter very weak performance in a turnkey contract?
Look, you know, it's again customers dependent. Some cases customers change sites, and some cases they wanted to go a bit slow because of their own reasons. So it was mostly because of reasons from the customer side, and some of the orders which we did not take because of payment situation we were not certain about. So it was major reason was that only. But this year it should improve because BharatNet, where the payment conditions are good, we are going ahead. And I think private telcos should also increase their you know, EPC orders, which last year was practically one-fourth of what it used to be earlier, one-fourth. This year I think it should become better. And BharatNet should also give us reasonably good revenue, which was not there at all last year. This year there should be some, you know, middle three-figure revenue coming up from that also. So this year it should become better. But again, as I said, we are very selective about EPC orders.
Understood. In our segment reporting, we mentioned telecom products. So, there's a, like, where do we account for the defense? Is it part of the telecom products only? Any revenue on defense products?
Defense, last year you find that there was hardly any revenue from defense products. So, it's not anywhere. But when we report it, we will report it separately.
Okay. So, this year probably it's likely that we will have a separate reclassification.
Yeah, definitely. As I said just now, that we will be starting delivering one of the products from the two products. We will be starting delivering from Q2. So definitely it would be reported separately. In Q2 we will be starting supply of those equipment.
Okay. Well, last question is on CapEx. You mentioned about 138 crore. Have you placed order? Was it part of FY25 payment or will it be part of FY26 payment, 138 crore?
Yeah, this would be this year because we have placed orders. Machineries are yet to be delivered. Some advance has been paid, some 5% or so. That advance has been paid of this 138 crores. But rest of them, LC has been opened. And when the shipment takes place, of course, that point of time we'll be paying for that. So, and those are very essential equipment in a sense that, you know, when I talk of 100% additional turnover, you know, revenue this year, those machines are part of it, you know, because those machines are for specifically new types of fiber optic cable which are required. I hope any of you would like to visit our factories in Hyderabad where you can see these new machines and expansion and fiber optic cable production. So those are the machines which are required, where the payment would be once, apart from the advance which are given, which is 5%, and that also we give against bank guarantee. But those are all reputed companies, bank guarantee or no bank guarantee. Those payments should be made in the current year.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible. Manya, you are audible.
Yes, sir. Sir, I want to know about how much time would this transitional period, you said that we are going through a transition phase. How much time, according to you, would take when will we see that parabolic growth, which, you know, we all have been waiting for?
Yeah, this, you know, I think this transition phase, we say, you can say, you know, quarter one maximum, this quarter. And
this quarter?
Start showing much better results, improvement. Quarter three would be even better. Fourth should even be better. This is all, again, I say, not a guidance, based on my best of my opinion and expectation. This transition phase should last in quarter one. That's it. Because, you know, many of the orders which you have received, we start delivering from quarter two. This higher fiber optic cable, these new machines arrives, and then we start dispatching those machines. You know, current machines will give 100% output. Fiber is already giving 100% output. Rather, you know, fiber optic cable now, they will also give 100% output from July onwards, though it can happen from June, but let us say July. In June, it may be 80 to 90%. But the further increase in revenue would happen once these new machines for which LCs have been opened would arrive. There would be further increase in revenue with those machines. So that's why I see the transition period. But with all this capacity utilization improving, new orders for supply of fixed wireless access equipment, implementation of BharatNet project, starting supply of routers and all those kind of equipment, this all would mean that, you know, this transition period would end in this quarter.
Great, great. And also when you mentioned about the order book, whether it is telecom products or EPC or O&M, we will maintain a similar margin profile? I mean, will we have a similar 15% margin on EBITDA margin on everything, or will it be different?
You know, look, it depends from different products, from different time. I cannot again say that, you know, X product will always have X, Y margin. Because it becomes, again, customer to customer, quantity to quantity, time to time. You know, one customer on fiber optic cable may give you 10% net margin. Other can give you 20% net margin. Or the third one can give you only 5% net margin. Somebody like Reliance, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They will not give you more than 5%. You know, they know the cost of every raw material and they add it together and add your 5% and give you the order.
Right.
You know how they function. So
absolutely,
it goes from 5% to 20% from different people, different companies to different customers. But yes, some of the customers who give low margin, but they make payment quite fast. You know, like Reliance as an example. Low margin, but quick payment. So fine, you know, you are not worried about low margin because working capital rollover is much faster.
Right. So very, very much, very exciting to hear about drone detection and fuses. What is the progress on drone detection? And also the fuses, you mentioned that you already paid for the artillery to the DRDO and you're expecting results by around Q2. Is that the right timeline? And what about drone detection? I mean, especially if you can throw some light on drone detection.
Let me talk on the drone detection. That is in the final stage of software integration, you know, software-hardware integration that is happening. And lab trials are happening. I think in 2 to 3 months time, we will take it for field trial. And, you know, once the field trial, you will find some bugs and all that, which always happens. So it would be, you know, iteration would be there. But in this year itself, we would start production of drone detection radar. Another thing which we are doing, which I did not mention in my presentation though, is talking to our possible partner, who has a soft kill option. Soft kill means you neutralize the drone either by jamming his GPS or blocking his frequency. That frequency which is operating, so he loses communication with his command center and it falls down. GPS and this, both jamming can take place. That's why it's called soft kill. It's not a gun or a bullet or a laser. It's a kill by jamming the spectrum or GPS. So we are talking to a possible partner. When we integrate, which will take some time, when we integrate our the radar and the soft kill option, the demand would become even better. Right now it is radar, but there is going to be a huge demand opportunity for radar also for detecting incoming drones. And this beginning of this month, we have seen why do we need to detect the drones, you know, how they come, you know, hundreds and hundreds of they come. So detection becomes absolutely critical. The radar we have designed, it can detect, a single radar can detect 100 drones at one single point of time. And maybe, you know, 1 centimeter drone, 1 centimeter length drone, which is a very micro drone, that also would be detected by this radar.
Wow, that will be very exciting, sir. Thank you so much, sir. This is all the questions I had. Thank you so much. And all the very best for ahead.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Hardik Vyas from ET. Please go ahead.
Sir, I had a couple of questions. The first one being, what is the status on the BMP upgrades that we were thinking about in the previous quarters?
Yeah, look, you know, this RFP is due on 1st July. 1st July, the RFP is due. You know, it was due earlier in May, but they postponed it. Now it is due on 1st July. And we would definitely be participating in that. You know, it's on 1st July. So we are waiting for date to come and to participate. As you know, 5 companies are shortlisted. Tata, L&T, government's AVNL, ourselves, and one of the companies, I forget the name, where Adani also has got equity. I am forgetting the name. So they are the 5 companies shortlisted. And in the UTTR, the user trial, you know, which had happened, readiness trial, where our BMP, modified BMP functioned the best. Now, of course, the RFP would be, tender would be there where we have to participate. And who becomes L1, depending upon that, order would be placed. But the right now, the current date of submission of tender is 1st July.
Okay, and sir, what would be the size of, possible size of order if we get it?
Yeah, if I tell you the size, then I am diverging my tender details, the price I am going
to... Okay, not a problem. Sir, the second question is about the NATO order that we were likely to get from some...
And the problem that happened is this delay in DRDO trial, which is... Okay. I paid money 6 months back, and the 70 or 80 shells of ammunition of Munition India Limited, not DRDO, this is Munition India Limited, the government company, has not supplied till today. I don't want to say negative about government companies, but you can imagine what I'm trying to say.
Okay. So is it likely in the near future, or will it take a little
June,
more
June.
Time?
They are now promising June.
June, okay. And so my last question is for the drone detection radar and other defense products that we are developing, and probably from the second quarter will have contribution in the revenues. What is the opportunity on the export front for these same products that we are going to sell?
There is a reasonably good opportunity. You know, for fuses, for example, I am receiving inquiries every now and then from different countries. I received an inquiry just 3 days ago for 20,000 fuses. Just 3 days ago. You know, we are receiving inquiries from number of countries. There is a huge opportunity for export of, you know, fuses for artillery guns, particularly 155mm proximity fuse. Everybody wants that. But unfortunate part is, you know, as I mentioned, our own fault, default in our country, that you are not able to get 70 pieces of ammunition to fire. Whereas military must be firing during this war.
Yes,
okay. 700 pieces every minute.
Yes, okay, sir. And the last question is, sir, for our EPC business that we did in FY24, not FY25, so we would be replicating that those numbers for this financial year. So
well,
FY25 was a washout year.
Again, not giving any guidance, but to the best of my knowledge and order book which we have, it would be somewhere between 1200 to 1500 crores.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. All the best. That's all from my side.
Thank you.
Participants in the conference are requested to limit themselves to one question at a time. Okay. I repeat, participants in the conference, please limit your question to one per participant. We take the next question from the line of Lakshmi Narayan from K. Sama Wealth Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Lakshmi Narayan.
Sir, you have said you are guiding for 100% revenue growth. Could you just say from which segment would be the driver? And also, could you put a number on the same, sir?
So, Lakshmi Narayan, let me be very clear. I said 100% growth in fiber optic cable and associated business, not on an overall basis.
Okay.
Not just limited to fiber optic cable and associated, like, you know, passive connectivity solutions and all that. And this is from different variety of customers, indigenous, export, data center, you know, drop cable, normal cable, and those kind of things.
Sir, sir, telecom product as a whole, what would be your expectation, sir? Is it possible to put a number?
Telecom equipment business.
Yeah, telecom products as a whole.
Again, you know, Lakshmi,
guidance.
This is no guidance. Okay. This is just based on my current orders and expectations of orders which we have. I would again say something like 12 to 1500 crores.
Sure, sir. Thank you. That's all from me.
I'm not giving any guidance. Huh? Don't take any of the that I've given as a guidance. These are my estimation based on my current order book and expected orders.
Sure, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, Navya. Thank you all of you who have come and attended this call. And I can again assure you that though the last quarter of the last year was not the same as you desired, as it was a period where you know, fiber optic cable demand was very low. Same point of time, you know, EPC, operators and the customers decided to shift sides or remain quiet for some time. And also macroeconomic situation around the globe. This transition period, as I also said, should, into the best of my estimation, end in the current, after the current quarter. And in Q2, we should start picking up revenue from defense equipment business significantly. And at the same point of time, we would also start getting revenue from new products like routers. You know, this is a new product, but still we have got an order of 800 crores. So with this increase in revenue from defense, fiber optic cable, major increase in fiber optic cable, start of revenue from defense segment, then EPC revenue coming up, including from BharatNet program. And I also expect, you know, BharatNet, whatever has happened till now is not the end. State-led models of 7 or 8 states is still to come up. Once that comes up, I believe the company should get reasonably good orders from that segment also. Till now, what orders we have got from BharatNet is roughly about 4,800 crores. But those are the 13 circles, and we expect more from these 13 circles, of course. But from the upcoming tenders of different states, which have not yet come, again, we expect good size of orders to come to the company. So there would be real good rebound in FY26, and fiber optic cable, as I said, should see 100% progress, and as also I mentioned for other areas also. So I look forward with good optimism for financial 26. And this, you know, every sector company has this kind of a transitional period because of demand situations in the sector and the worldwide demand, and when you depend quite dependent on exports, that kind of a situation. But it improves rapidly also, which has happened in our case, because of mushrooming of data centers and renewed demand from telecom operators. So thank you very much. Look forward to an excellent 26. Thank you very much. Thanks to all of you.
On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.